All right, Barry here trying to rush us off because he watching the game. But
Good
what's
morning,
up,
good
y'all?
evening. It is a good game.
Yeah, good
See?
evening, good
See?
afternoon, good
Yeah.
morning, whatever time you are choosing to listen to this podcast. I'm gonna let me finish it off because I'm gonna still fuck it up. 2, 3 years later, I still don't know all what the fuck you be saying, but go ahead.
You have joined All In with Ace, a group of eight friends that met in college 20 plus years into the future, decided to do a podcast. And today, what we talk about today, guys? We got on the docket to talk about
Let's
today.
glow. Let's
Now let's glow.
I said we was gonna talk about Glorilla,
I
but
know that's why, I'm cool.
I guess
I think
that's
that's
all
why
what
he's
we gonna talk
going.
about since Barry here trying to get back to the game and
Amazing game.
shit.
Amazing. No, not the game. The amazing game. Let's get it right.
Oh, it's
Okay.
the amazing game.
Okay.
Okay,
Get it
so we
right.
are recording during the
Let's.
women's national championship game. South Carolina is playing Iowa. It is halftime. What is the score like? 44,
49 or 40, I think it's
40.
46 to 49. No, in South Carolina,
South
up
Carolina
by
is
three.
winning
By
by three.
three
By
only.
three.
And that's the biggest
Yeah.
lead they've had the whole entire game. Hey. And Caitlin Clarkson already put up 21 points in the first half.
Has
Let's not forget
she? I
that.
understand.
She had 18 points in the first quarter.
Let's just say she had, yes, thank you. She had 18 points in the first quarter. I said,
Indeed.
okay,
Yeah.
South
I
Carolina,
missed
y'all
the
better do
first
something for she to be 50 on y'all ass. That's what I was saying. I'm
Bring
like,
your
she
A
can't,
game.
she not playing with you go.
You know, it was a question of whether or not like Iowa would win or how they would play against South Carolina, because a lot of people just think Kaylin's the only player they got. So Nah. Kaylin ain't coming in and playing, they not gonna do well.
Nah,
I'm gonna
that's
tell you
that.
like this. I feel like this. If Kaylin continue to play pretty good, and if I think of her name, the little tall girl that had 20 some points the other game. If she shows up, they got a great chance of winning. What's the tall girl name? Oh, I can't think of it.
Cardoso?
No, for Iowa, she had 22 points the other game in the Final Four. Yeah, sophomore.
Huh.
I can't think of her name. But anyway, if she has a good game, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard for South Carolina, I feel. That's if Iowa making a shot. That was the problem with LSU. They didn't have no shooters. When they put that zone on you, if you can't shoot, you in trouble. Because Iowa
My
clearly can
good.
shoot.
Thank you. Yeah, man, they shoot the damn leather off that damn ball. Because they were doing that in the first quarter. That's what they was. I
Man,
mean,
where's the
yeah, Kaitlin had 18, of course. But Iowa was like 3 for 4.
they started off
Before
what 7-0 run and Kaitlin didn't even
was
score.
like 10. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had, yeah, Kaitlin scored later.
Right.
Not even the beginning of
Yeah.
the first quarter, first half. Okay. First quarter, I mean. Yeah. I got it pulled up on my phone, but I'm trying not to make it loud, but it's loud. So let me put that shit down. Sorry. But yeah, that's what's going on. So if we get a little distracted, that's we watching the game too.
Exactly why.
I'm pulling this shit up on my phone, player. We gonna do it, make it do what it do. But yeah, Barry, did you watch the glove video?
Yeah. Of course I did. Stokey, that's her name, Hannah Stokey. If Hannah Stokey have a good game, Iowa got a great chance to win. I'm just putting that out there. Carry on, but yeah, I watched the Glorilla
I
podcast with
only watched
Cleb Shay Shay.
part of it. I watched part of it. So I'm halfway there, but I watched part of it.
I mean, what
It
did was
you gave your
Cleb Shay
thoughts? It
Shay
was
had the wrong
interesting.
one.
It was interesting.
Let me just say this. I'm a flat out Glorilla fan. I'm just gonna be real with y'all, I just love
100%.
Glorilla.
I
And
do
I
too.
listen to the and I love the mixtape. It was great. That should have been an album. It was great. For that to be a mixtape, it had album potential. But I mean, she
But
can't do wrong to me.
she
She
was
just
saying
being
she was trying
herself.
to. Well, she
She
was
was
saying
what?
she was trying to create an album, and she was having trouble with creating the album, and so she went back to just saying she's gonna do a mixtape, and that's when she started. I guess the music started flowing for her. I have not listened to her mixtape, so I don't really know what's on it.
He did a great job. The jump with Megan Thee Stallion is hard. The jump with Finesse two times is great. I don't know if the other one has got that. What's that dude name? They be singing and rapping. Finally, finally. What's his name? Did everybody? Rod Wave. I'm not sure if that's Rod Wave or not, but if it is him, that song is great too. I like that song. It's good to me. Hey, got it. Got it did a good thing picking her. Cause I was a little wary when he first got her. I was like, I
Why?
don't know. Because the F and L, it was a good song, but it was to me, I just felt like it was just a song, like an anthem song for the women. But I didn't know if she would really be able to come up with anything, some hits after that. That's what I was
She did,
worried
she
about.
did.
But
She
then when
came
she
out
did
with
the joint
another.
and Cardi B, but I'm saying, but when she came out with the joint with Cardi B, I was like, okay, well, you know what? God, it might be on the somewhere. But I'm convinced now. I'm convinced she can put out hits. She's a hit maker. She ain't got to be the most lyrical, but she definitely can put out a hit. So, because she caught a lot of slack for that. What was that Cha 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 song? She caught a lot of slack for doing this
Okay.
song.
Why?
And
I've never heard the Cha 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 song.
yeah, she performed it last year at one of the award shows, and a lot of people's giving her a lot of she got a lot of bad ratings on it because it's kind of like it had one of them little Pop Smoke. Is it like Pop Smoke beats? She liked the way I walk. She liked the way I talk. It had one of them type of beats, and a lot of people didn't receive it too well. But she came back with that yeah glow. But
Man,
yeah.
that's a hit.
Yeah.
That's
She
out of
man,
there.
that's not with Finesse
Wait,
two times. I'm telling you. Huh?
which one's the hit? Which song you guys are saying are hits from the mixtape?
Yeah, glow. That's
Yeah,
it's on
Glow.
the mixtape. Yeah, glow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glow.
She's like, I go to jail and eat some she's like, I go to jail and eat some prison food before she takes whatever she said. But the girl bump, I like her. I'm telling you, that mixtape could definitely be an album. It could definitely be an album.
Yeah, so
I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of her.
okay.
And then she got a lot of 3-6 sound and sampling going on. She definitely paid homage to Memphis on these. You know, like with some of the beats and stuff, you can definitely tell she's from Memphis. Very proud of her on that. Excuse me, mixtape.
Yeah, so I predicted that this is gonna be the year of Glorilla.
I
She's
can see that.
proving me right.
I can
I
see
think
that.
she had, I think her career is going to be like the trajectory of where Megan is and where Cardi B is.
Then you know they on tour together, her and Megan.
Exactly.
But do you think Glorilla is mainstream enough? Do you think she's mainstream enough now? You think she's gonna be able to stay mainstream? Yes.
I mean, look at Sexy Red. I mean, everybody got their own lane. And it's just like Sexy, like, I don't even want to say ratchet, but Glow kind of in between ratchet and I mean, she's just being herself. That's what I love about
Is ratchet and ratchet ratchet?
it. I mean, Sexy Red
Okay.
is to the extreme. But I
Yeah, okay.
like Sexy Red though. I like
See,
Sexy
her
Red though.
personality is what it's not the fact that, she can rap. Like she can rap. All she needed was like a real hit. And I think yeah, Glow is the next hit that's gonna take her out of here. But it's her personality. I can't say personality.
Yeah.
But it's that, and then just like she can kick it with anybody. Like,
right.
You can go on my not YouTube page, but on my Instagram page, there's a video where she did a podcast with old people. And that's the whole...
Was it her podcast or the old people's podcast?
It was the old people podcast. So
okay.
I guess that's part of her tour run for, you know, the album dropping or whatever. And she just is as endearing as hell on there as she is on Shannon Sharp doing the Club Shay Shay video. Like, she's ratchet,
but she humble. And people loving it. You know, it's just like, it's authentic. But I'm saying, like, ratchet ain't the word. Okay, hood. She kind of hood, but she humble. But it's coming across.
I was gonna ask Bridget, because Bridget makes it looking like she don't think she ratchet or hood.
No, I'm not saying I don't like the word ratchet. Like, ratchet.
I should have said hood. I say hood. That's what I mean, hood.
She
kind of hood, like her demeanor. Better. You know, hood is the correct term, people.
I was gonna say
not ratchet. Not ratchet. But ratchet and hood, I mean, it's a real thin line. I mean, you know.
It is. It's a thin line between ratchet and hood.
Okay, continue. Yeah, so. She's ratchet and hood in a good way.
But she's humble, and people just gravitating to it. They just seeing how genuine and how authentic. Self. Yeah, how authentic she's being, you know. And you know, people just eating it up. And then she's speaking for the hood people. I mean, it's just kind of like when Lil' Kim first came out and she was saying stuff on her records before, like, did she just say that? But a lot of women used to feel that way, but they just never really spoke on it. It's just kind of like with Glorilla. She's saying a lot of stuff that these younger generations feel. And she ain't scared to say it. Her and Sexy Red. You know, they are just making public what people are already saying behind closed doors. Or, you know.
I'm so behind. I don't know who Sexy Red is. All I keep thinking about is Ricky Smiley's calling.
Me and Barry here are the oldest niggas on this podcast, people.
Mia is
the youngest one, and we have to hip her to shit.
Look, you ain't heard. She just redid Halle Berry. She redid that beat, that song.
I kind of think I know someone who redid that beat, but all I remember is Sexy Red from when Ricky Smiley used to make prank phone calls. I mean, I've heard of a person named Sexy Red, but I don't know
she's Oh my god,
You remember that? Y'all remember that? Wow. The prank phone call?
Wow. See, right now we represent K97 and 107.1, and she clearly on 101.1. Oh my god, don't say this to nobody.
It is a local radio hip hop station here. And Mia is on WDIA Berry Hill.
Yeah. What's his name on WDIA?
Bobby OJ.
Yeah, Bobby OJ. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Bobby OJ.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Clearly, you can tell. Damn,
Bobby
been
OJ
listening.
Was
she,
my
she
neighbor,
been,
y'all.
For real?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
I didn't hear you. What
did you say? Bobby OJ states, well, rest in peace. But his house was very near me. He was damn near a neighbor. Like, I could walk to
it. I didn't know that. You can walk to it, huh?
Get the rebound.
Good hell.
You know what? I don't know who I want to win this game, y'all. I'm kind of in between. I don't know who I really want to win this game. I love Caitlin Clark's story. I love how they play, but then also, I mean, you know, South Carolina, and I hate to say it, with the black coach, and I don't know who I want to win this game. I really
don't.
I'm just gonna
keep it real with you. I want South Carolina to win. Shit.
I'm not against South Carolina winning.
And Dunn, I have loved Dunn Staley since forever. Since UVA. I've loved her forever.
Shout out to Dunn Staley. Shout out.
I love her. So
I just love women's sports, period. I would say this. Women's sports is definitely on the map. And I don't care what nobody else say, but you got Angel Reese and you got Caitlin Clark to thank for that. Because after last year with that, you can't see me. It just turned the tide on women's sports for me. For me, it just seems like it just turned the tide. It's like the spotlight was more on women's hoops after that. Not saying that they weren't already, you know, doing well, but it just seems ever since then that, you know, college basketball has definitely been the ratings have been way, way, for real,
it's been increasing year after year for a while now. But I will give like the Caitlin and Angel Reese thing, the that has kind of created a buzz. That shit, what's needed in basketball, period. Like, that's what's needed in me in basketball. If you want to be for real, you need a rivalry.
Well, I like the rivalry. So we just gonna switch topics, right? I guess we're gonna go back to Glow Real in a minute.
Oh shit, yeah.
Well, the game on, you know, because the game on. I just kind of got off track.
It's all good. Yeah, we keep talking. Go ahead.
Talking about me. I think the rivalry is good. I was actually talking to a friend of ours, and we were, and I was, to me, right, the basketball whole theme and the stories that they tell around the different female players is really good too. But they don't do as much switching. Like, they don't enter the portal as much. And I really do think them not having this same view of entering the portal like some of the guys do isn't affecting the play or the viewership as much, right? So I feel like people are still watching the girls play because of, one, you got the rivalry. Two, they staying with the teams they with for the most part. You might get one or two that leave, but you don't have a whole team. You can't look up in a whole team of girls. They didn't switch to a whole nother school. So I think that's part of it as well.
Can I piggyback on it? I actually looked this up. Another thing about it is, because I had to look at what the WNBA draft requirements are. You have to be a senior. You can't go to the WNBA unless you are a senior, or it's a lot of requirements to, or the people that you came in with are graduating seniors or something. So of course, you know, it's going to make it a little bit more competitive because they're actually going to be a lot of veterans, you know, still, you know, playing in the on the collegiate level, which makes it, you know, a little bit better, you know, as far as competition and stuff. Because it's hard for the men, like you said, with the transfer portal, like Penny Sun just entered the transfer portal. But you know, like them people, what you call just, well, no, he didn't enter the portal. He went in for the draft, LeBron Sun, but. I mean, it makes it
that
difficult.
Shit crazy to me. Like, what?
It makes it difficult, you know what I'm saying, to build a program, you know, when your people are leaving after 1 year or two years.
But the girls, the girls can enter the portal just like the guys, even though it may take them longer before they can actually enter the draft. They all have the capability of entering the portal exactly like so the girls can enter just like the men do, whether they're choosing not to or whether it's that they're not because them moving won't make a difference as much. You know, for whatever reason, they're not moving as much. But I think that's the positive for them. I think if they move as much as the men, it's not going to be enjoyable.
And I remember something we was talking about a while back. Like I was saying, like in the WNBA, it's not enough star power. I feel like it's definitely a lot more star power now when it comes to women's hoops.
I don't think I like see that. It, dude.
Yeah, yeah. When you're talking about in the WNBA, you were saying the reason why it's not it. One of y'all said it was saying that it's just not a lot of stars, you know, to keep a lot of people engaged and watching the WNBA versus it is the NBA. But I feel like it's a lot more stars coming out of women's hoops now.
Yeah,
Like
we have a
Caitlin
story
Clark,
to follow.
like
Like
Caitlin Clark
now
on her
we,
way out now, and then a
yeah,
girl
like
from
Angel
South
Reese
Carolina
is,
is on her way up. The Juju girl for
she,
South Carolina, USC, not South Carolina for USC.
Juju is she declared to go to the WNBA?
Nah, but I'm just saying she the next rising star in college
Oh, well,
basketball.
yeah. Yeah, but I was just saying we have a story to follow now with Caitlin and Angel Reese, because they,
Right.
well,
Been
I don't know.
battling.
I'm saying, did Caitlin say that she was gonna go? I
Yeah,
know Angel
she
did.
said it. She did.
Oh, okay. So now we can
I
see
didn't
where
hear
they
Taylor say
gone.
it. Nah, she did. That's why everybody was at her last home game. She had already let it be known that, you know, she's going to the internet WNBA draft. She ready for the next challenge. So,
Yeah,
because
so
I
we
think
got
because I think she could have came back another year.
who,
She a senior
Caitlin?
now. Yeah, I think she had the option of coming back another year, but she went on to let everybody know that she was entering the WNBA draft. And that's why Indiana's so excited, because they got the number one pick and they're gonna draft her. They already said they're gonna draft her. So she going to Indiana.
Oh, yeah. I do remember seeing that. But now we can like follow them to the
Yeah.
WNBA and
Agree.
see, you know what I'm saying? Like it's
Yeah.
a whole story around them now. We can see how far they go and
Right. You know, they were talking about
like
that
for real, like straight up, like the this generation of kids, they're excited about the WNBA. Like when we went to Vegas last year, Brand was like, can we see, you know, can we go see the Aces? And we were trying to see if we was be able to go see them, and hell, their ass was on damn away the whole time we were fucking there. We were disappointed. But like, yeah, he was like, he wanna see an Aces game. And I was like, yeah, let's go see an Aces game. But we couldn't, shit. And
Come
shit,
on.
now I follow their page and they selling out like a motherfucker. Like
Oh,
them damn
wow.
arenas be full and loud. Yes. Aces and Liberty. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I've always loved women's sports, basketball. I'm just glad that it's finally getting there. Now, the question is, does Caitlin really want to go to the WNBA? Or does she want to take this $5 million that what you call it, trying to offer her to go to the Big Three? Because she'll clearly make more money going to the Big Three with Ice Cube than, because they, I think that the highest salary, annual salary in the WNBA is like $165,000 a year. And Ice Cube is offering her $5 million up front. I
How is he
don't.
able to offer her $5 million up front? Like who is she gonna be playing, or does it,
I
I
don't
guess
know.
it's
I
more
think
than $5 million
I
up
don't
front?
know. I guess he's trying to put the Big
No,
Three
he
on a
got
bigger
that big
platform
three.
now. Yeah, I guess
Yeah,
he's trying
he
to put
got.
the Big Three on a bigger platform, and I guess as far as integrating it, because you know it was a
Hey,
big
that's a
thing.
fucking great idea, though.
Because it was a big thing with old girl at the NBA 3-point competition competition with Steph Curry. So they all the buzz they got. So I guess Ice Cube thinking along the same lines. Let's get like the best shooter ever, you know, stats wise in the
You just
NCAA. Why
create
not?
another league.
That basically, that's what you're doing.
True. I
She just
mean,
created
maybe
another
so,
league. But I'm saying, like, that's weird to, I mean, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not saying that Caitlin is not capable to play with the men. I'm just
I'm not saying
saying.
that's what he's saying. I just know he's trying to
I'm
integrate her
saying
into the
that's what
W.
I'm clearing up, that I'm just saying integrating a all men's league. It's just kind of weird to me and hard.
Oh, so is that what he's trying to do? He's trying to create another
I'm
league, but it's
saying.
integrated. We don't know.
I
He
don't know. That's what I'm
offered.
saying.
We don't
Okay.
know what he's trying to do. It was rumored that
He
he was
just moved it.
offering her $5 million to come
To come
play
to the
in the
Big
Big
Three.
Three. And I was like, That's cool. I don't, she, you know, it, nothing can, you know, we don't know if this is true or what's going to become of it, but we just speaking.
If it is true, though, it's definitely going to put pressure on the WNBA to look at their salaries, far as, because, you know, a star like Caitlin, you know, Caitlin Clark, you can't, you know, you can't let that slip away.
Yeah. But I was just like, just create your own big three league with
for the women. Yeah, but the question is,
he gonna have
enough everybody? Will everybody really, you know, gravitate to it? Now, what would be cool though is if they could do a big three
for the women team first.
I'm saying what would be cool if they do a big three for the women after the WNBA season. And all those women that play in the WNBA could play in the big three.
Man, it's gonna fuck up the NBA money.
Not for the WNBA. Yeah, I mean, just because they're already complaining about they're not getting paid enough for the WNBA. So why not allow those same players to play in the WNBA for the big three? You know, the big three, the women's big three.
I got you, but. Mm. The WNBA,
okay. They're gonna want a piece of it. They're gonna want a chunk of it.
I mean, I don't know how they can. They're already not paying enough. So if Ice Cube can figure out a way to pay more, I just don't know if he's gonna have enough teams if it's like all women team instead of a co-ed.
That's why I was saying let the WNBA players that are currently playing the big three, you know, after their season is over. Now, the only thing you got to worry about is, you know, people getting injured and stuff of that nature, but more money in my pocket. Hey, why not? Because some of them like to go play overseas anyway, so why not let them play in the big three? I don't know. That'll be something interesting for to look at, though. You know what? Ice Cube might actually be on to something with it. You know, if he could tweak it right.
Definitely. If he's smart, he need to go on and get in on the money, because
I mean, it's cool.
This basketball shit, this women, like the women's Final Four, like sold out, like quick and crazy.
It's being able to follow them as like basketball players. As long as that stays, it's gonna make money, but as soon as you can't relate or you can't follow the story, the rivalry, and how everybody playing, it's not gonna last.
Well, it's gonna be interesting next year because a lot of the big stars are leaving. So it's gonna, you know, who's gonna step up next year and carry that torch?
Who? Which league we talking about?
The girls NCAA. Because Caitlin Clark gonna be gone.
These people leave.
Cardoza leaving too. So you got Andrew, you got Cardoza, and you got Caitlin. They're all going to the WNBA.
And
you
still the girl from UConn too.
I didn't realize the girl from UConn was going too.
Edwards, the girl with the face mask. She going to the WNBA too. Those are your projected top six players. Caitlin Clark, Cardoso, man, you got to make them Stokely. They need you. If you're going to win, you got to make them Stokely. You cannot miss them layups. She need to put up 20 points.
Ahead of me.
Ah, my bad. My bad. I'm going to be quiet, but she got to make them, though.
Like, what's happening? You telling stories all through. I'm like, hold on, player. I'm on a commercial.
You on a commercial for real?
Nah.
Okay, we're cracking a joke.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. But yeah, I think the stories will continue on. I think just women's basketball specifically is on the coming. It ain't just Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Like, it was on the come up really before them. If you want to keep it real.
Yeah, because I just thought about it. It was just, you know, next year.
It was the extra boost that like took it over the top.
Dang,
And then you got Dawn Staley. Like they undefeated. South Carolina has not lost a game this season.
That's
at all. Zero. So like,
I just thought about it. Cause next year LSU gonna still have Flajay. Flajay will still be there because you know she's not eligible, you know, to go to the WNBA. And then like you said, Juju out there at USC.
Mm-hmm.
And then South Carolina still got some, they got some freshmen that's hooping.
Yeah, Wiley.
So
Malaysia.
Malaysia, yeah, I forgot about Malaysia.
Yeah, her fresh, and Teresa, her and Teresa Thompson, they ballin'.
They must be her dad.
Who?
He, I don't know. That black man they showed.
With the beard in his hand, with the Modelo.
Oh, damn. I don't know. I ain't see. Did he have a beard in his hand?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, oops. Well, yeah, I guess.
Morbello, what do they call it? Morbello. Was it Mordello?
The Spanish beer?
It's Modelo.
Okay. Make sure I was pronouncing it right. I think I destroyed it.
But anyway, the video, I mean, the point I wanted to make about the Glorilla video was there was like this big buzz about this part in the video where Glorilla was saying... Most people, if you go to Memphis, most people sound like her. Or she said, all the people sound like me. And she was like, they say music.
I was like, go ahead.
Nah.
I said, no. I know I don't sound like
her
anymore. But no. I was like, I don't think everybody still sounds, I don't think everybody sounds like her.
Now, maybe her age group, maybe, but yeah. No. I mean, are we country and got a little country slang? Yes.
Yes.
But I don't know about music. Everybody don't say music.
Nah. But my point is, we know somebody who do. I ain't saying us in general. I ain't trying to blow nobody's spot up, but you ran into somebody who unnecessarily R's in music. Say community. Community. I'm just saying, people know you from Memphis. No matter.
That was a pretty good. That was I like that interview. It was pretty good. Cause at the end of the day gone in.
She said at the end of the day, the day gone in. I said, girl.
Okay.
See, that was endearing.
Carolina ain't playing right now.
I'm telling you.
I'll better get together. Yeah, she better call the timeout. Yo, you better call the timeout.
Telling you. Everybody like, you know, they start off a little sluggish. Then they come out after the second half and they start whooping your ass.
They did that the day before.
They did the whole fucking tournament.
What I'm looking at with Iowa right now, they having their opportunities. But they missing the shots that they gotta make because they are not letting Caitlin Clark shoot. So all the others, you can't miss easy layups, and so you gotta make those if you want to beat South Carolina. And right now they not doing. The only way they gonna win is, oh girl, like you said, probably gonna have to put up 50.
So back to Glorilla and her, like the whole conversation around how she sounds. Do you think Shannon Sharpe was throwing punches, or you just really think he was asking questions just because she just sounded different? He wanted to know, this is how Memphis talks.
I don't think he was throwing punches.
I don't think he was throwing punches. I think he was just asking questions because, hell, his ass country is hell, country. Too.
Man, what?
Just a different ass country. Like, wait a minute, nigga. Like, hold on, hold on. Like, I'm country, yes. I have a different, you know, I have a different dialect. I do sound very Memphis. You could tell like, where I'm from.
Now
but
it was
you ain't
one
gonna
thing.
Talk about how I sound, nigga, because look.
Now it was
I can't
one
help where
thing.
I'm from.
I noticed he kept going back to the whole church thing with her about she was saying that her mom was real strict and she was saying that she was going to church. What did he say? He kept going back to it, and I was like, bro, you must not be listening to her. She's saying she go to church. I know the word because about pagan, about
pagan
pagan
holidays.
Holidays and stuff. And he kind of kept dwelling on that a little bit. But I don't know. I thought overall, I thought it was a pretty decent interview. I mean, she held her own. She kept her composure. She kept trying to get him drunk. She clearly showed him that she can outdrink him.
She was throwing them back.
Yeah, man. I was like, damn, was she drinking that much? But
she's like, this some wine. She's like, this
some
wine.
Even though Shannon kept going back to those questions, she was just like, what you mean? She was like, let me clarify, nigga. Like, you ain't gonna be having me out here looking stupid. It's like, she's very smart.
Because I thought it got a little uncomfortable. Because she was like, yeah, it's somewhere in the Bible where it say that, you know, Christmas ain't really Jesus'
the day
birthday.
that Jesus,
You know, it was some. It kind of got a little weird on their part. I was just like, let's fast forward past it. It's just, you know, I don't know how they ended up getting that deep into that. But like I said, overall, I think she kind of handled it pretty good.
No, I ain't have no problem with the interview. 10 out of 10. No notes.
But like I said, that was a cool interview. And then for the mixtape to come out right after it, I love that mixtape. I love it.
Yes, that mixtape getting a lot of buzz. So
I love it.
I have not finished
Now,
listening to it, but it's pretty good. I mean, what I've heard, it was dope. I was like, I can't keep listening to this on my lunch break.
everything. She's trying to get him to say it. Everything.
Like, no, I cannot keep listening to this on my lunch break. I have to, this have to be in my, I have to calm down. But yeah, that junk go.
Yeah, I think she he was telling Shayna Sharp, and he was telling her, like, man, don't overthink it, man. Like, you here, you have arrived, man. Just put your music out, you know, be who you are. You know what I'm saying? She got a fan base. She got a following. Her and Sexy Red, they got a fan base. They ain't got to overthink nothing. Just put it out. You know what I'm saying? Just put out what you're going to put out. And everything else is going to handle itself. I felt like last year, huh?
Barry, why do you keep mentioning Sexy Red when you talk about Glorilla? What? I don't.
Because.
Explain
because
to me
they,
why
they,
are they
because,
the same? Are they similar?
No,
Why are you putting
I'm
them
saying
together?
Because they say some stuff that most female rappers are not saying in their lyrics, like publicly, or you know, on record. You know, Sexy Red ain't scared to tell you she pop a pussy. Oh, well, I can't say that, but you know, she ain't scared to say certain things, and neither is Glorilla. You just gotta listen to her app, listen to the mixtape, and then you'll
I mean,
understand
but
what
that
I'm
ain't nothing new. Like, Kim did it.
Nah, but not to this extent, though. Not to this extent.
Did she not?
No, not
that's
no.
What
These
I was
girls,
trying to get at. Like, what makes Sexy so special that you gotta, like, out of all the women who have done it, why does she stand out the most? Not Megan, not anybody else but Sexy Red.
Megan.
Because they not okay, like what's her name? Suki with the good. Like she talking
yeah,
about
eating
dude booty holes. I mean, them kids weren't saying no crap like that back in the day. That's what I'm saying. It's a different era. These kids. Okay, I'm gonna say it like this. Okay, when we were growing up, oral sex was a thing that you didn't go around talking about. Like, yeah, I'm doing this, that, and the other. Somebody used to ask you that back in the day. You used to lie about it. And now, that's like, you know what I'm saying? That's a norm now. People coming out saying they giving a oral
but
gratification.
I mean,
that's a norm now, like a hear on records and stuff. That back when we were growing up, that was that's behind closed door. We don't say that.
Nowadays, but when you had like the Foxy Brown and the Lil Kims of our era, they were saying stuff that people weren't saying, women weren't talking about.
Yeah, so but I'm saying it wasn't as explicit as what they're saying these days.
Yeah, but everything is more explicit now. Even once you you can see sex scenes on actual regular TV. We didn't grow up that way. So I'm just saying as comparison to what like if we're comparing it to this day and age and what they're saying, and they're being more graphic and they feel like they can say more. Okay, that's cool. But yeah, like we had the same thing. The era has all changed. All of what we say now, we never said that.
But I'm saying all them other girls that are rapping and stuff now are not saying it on the level or not saying it as much and explicitly as much as Sexy Red and Glorilla are saying. I mean, that's my take on it. Like they, I don't even want to say they like the Two Live Crew, but the female Two Live Crew. I mean, they're just saying stuff that women are living every day. Did you hood the people. Gangsta Boo? Huh? You said what?
Did you listen to Gangsta Boo at all?
Yeah, I listen to. Okay, Gangsta Boo. She said some stuff. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. They are being more.
This ain't nothing new.
To me, they're speaking on stuff that I'm not saying it hasn't been around. They're talking about it on a more frequent basis than what it used to be spoken on.
Okay.
Like Sexy Red. I'm looking for some hoes. Shake that ass, bitch. It ain't my. I mean, it wasn't saying stuff like this today. I mean, this stuff like anthems, man. These folk like really gravitating to these.
Hey, pop that pussy, baby, pop.
And I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not saying they are the originators, because I feel like the City Girls. I feel like the City Girls kind of started that trend.
Ooh,
and ever since the City Girls, it's definitely been more vocal lately as to like. You know,
we got you.
You know,
man. Shout out to Carisha.
So somebody said JT and Glorilla, are they having a beef or something?
Yeah, I saw that on the streets too. And I don't even know what they into it about. You know, that's past.
Who's Glorilla into it with?
Oh my god,
JT.
JT from the City Girls?
City Girls.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear what you guys said.
Oh, okay. I thought we were gonna have to run down who the City Girls was, girl. Like
that's what I heard.
I know who the City Girls are.
They said it was on the Shade Room.
I was gonna have to be like, oh my god. Yeah, okay, so South Carolina winning like a motherfucker, right?
I just want to be clear. Our big man got to step up.
Okay, that.
You gotta make that shot.
Hey man, shout out to Don State. That's all I got to say.
It's hard when you got trees down there. They got. Cordosa 6'7",
like she, and other people girls, go, they go and they want to play for, and when they go down there, they go down there and show out.
She like the female. Shout out
to Asia Wilson. Shout out to the other girl. What's the other girl name that just went to the WNBA? She doing the broadcast. I can't look her up because I'm looking at the game on my phone.
Aaliyah Boston.
Yeah. Boston. She played for the Indiana Fever or somebody.
She was the WNBA Rookie of the Year. Bro. And see, that's how you know somebody winning. She WNBA Rookie of the Year, and she out there broadcasting. Oh, Future sick. She ain't got to play no more basketball and still got a job.
Telling you, man, these girls out here, they playing the game. They doing the right things.
And then I was looking
So
at the
pay
commercial.
attention.
Look, how many professional athletes you know get an Xfinity commercial? Caitlin Clark got an Xfinity commercial.
Yeah. See, got a story to follow. Anyway, yeah. So I'm not sure Iowa's gonna take this one.
Hey, one thing I will say, you can't count them out until this end, because Caitlin Clark can go off for 20, look, 18 points in the quarter.
Yeah, she did.
But now I'm saying she could do it again. So it ain't over till it's over. You got a chance with Caitlin Clark.
All right. We still watching the game. I mean, that's all I wanted to say about the little Glorilla slip. Like,
yeah, we call
I'm not
you.
Embarrassed about my dialect. Why should she be? You know, like, I didn't say Mersey, but you say other shit that sounds very Memphis like. We have a very distinct dialect, people. Get the fuck
right.
Over it. Good
now,
night.
I thought he was gonna go into the whole Maine thing, like how we say Maine, but he said Mersey.
I could agree with that, because that is something that is a slang that you don't hear anywhere else. Like, not for real.
Junt.
Yeah,
she
I mean,
said a whole bunch of shit. She done said slaw. Man, that nigga slaw.
He did say, what's the other we said? Jacking. He's like, you do know what jacking is, though. He's like, yeah, I know what jacking is.
Are we the only people that say jacking? I thought somebody else said jacking.
Nah, but yeah, I don't think we the only people that said, but she saw Winter with us, like, you do know what jacking means, right?
She had to make sure he knew.
Because I think on the East, it was on the West Coast, don't they be like saying catch a fade or something?
I don't know.
I've heard that. I don't know where they were from, but I heard it.
Right. But we've said something that is very Memphis-like. That's all
hey,
I'm
y'all,
saying.
It's a 6-point lead right now.
You're not better than her because you didn't say Merzik. I didn't say Merzik either. But I've said some very Memphis-like shit.
I think there's different, depending on what part of Memphis also you grew up in. Like, every part of that area, or Shelby County. You know, you had different kinds of slang on what you grew up on. So,
what it was all about?
You really think so?
Yeah, I mean, we talking about it now, right? So most people say mine. There might be a few that don't say mine.
Stop. Time out. You're from Fraser, right, Mia?
Right.
So is she?
Interesting, because I ain't never saying Mersey.
You've never heard anybody around you ever in your life.
The funny part is, I was sitting here when I heard that part of the interview. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, who do I know? I remember one girl growing up who used to say it. My best friend didn't say it, and she grew up in Fraser too. Her friend grew up in Fraser. I don't remember her saying it. So I was like, I don't know if it depends on like who raised you and who didn't. Cause I actually forgot about that. But I was thinking about like, who do I know that says that actually says music that way?
Okay. I've heard it quite a few times.
I've heard
maybe because I
too.
Talk to the public a whole lot.
Could be, because I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I know one part, right. I know one, maybe two people I grew up with that sound that way, but other than that, no.
Man, listen. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay, so would you say 80% of the people you talk to?
I mean,
give me a
man,
percentage.
Come on. If you want to keep it real, I hear a variation of languages. Listen.
All day, every day.
Keeping it 100. God damn it. So I can't say 80% of the time. But depending on an area I can work in, I'm gonna hear a lot of Glorilla sounding people.
Man, we just country, man. At the end, you know what?
I'm not saying anything is wrong with it. I'm just saying, just because you don't hear it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's it's offensive to you. Like, oh my God, I don't say that. I've never heard that. You're like, bitch, you lying. Yes, you have.
Well, I've also heard, I've been watching this show, Ready for Love, and there is a woman on there that says words that way. But she's from, they like from in Texas. They not even like in Memphis. So is it truly a dialect from Memphis, or is it a dialect? Is it just like mispronunciation of a word?
It's a mispronunciation of the word.
You don't have to be in Memphis for that to be how it is. You could be in Texas. You could be in Mississippi. So I think that might be in
Mississippi. No, shout out to Mississippi.
I think she just agreed with that because she was caught in the moment and it was an interview. Everybody in Memphis talk like that though.
No, I'm not saying everybody, because we just said we do not speak like that. But my point is, there are other things that are Memphis like that people be like, your ass from Memphis, ain't it? or okay, check it out. I will figure it out when I go to DC. I'll be up there, and we'll test it, because I'm the most Memphis nigga ever.
Yes. If we're out and about and I'm hearing somebody talking, like, that, it sound like that from out my time, like, that, it sound like that from
Memphis.
Yeah, you
go now. You go around. Be like,
but it's not like, I don't know. It's a certain style to the way they talk, and not just the words. It's how it's said. So, they ain't got to say too many words before I'm like, oh, man, they sound like they from Hall. I got to look back. Like, who is this?
Right.
Exactly.
But I get what y'all saying.
My people, my folk. From a folk in.
But I do not think the pronunciation of music is a representation of just Memphis. I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think
I agree.
It can be a representation of a lot of people in the South. For the longest time, I didn't know how to say ambulance, for real. Growing up, I swear it was ambulance. I had no idea it was ambulance until I saw it spelled.
That's another Memphis thing. I couldn't get library right.
Ambulance. What were you saying? Library? I mean, what were you saying?
No, I was saying ambulance.
Library. I probably just said it wrong right then. Shit.
But is that a representation of how Memphians talk? Or is it just
I think so.
You just know how to say it wrong.
Hey nigga. Shout out. Cause you just said the word that somebody put on this girl Facebook page. And I fell out laughing. Cause you have to say the word, because you're like, damn, bitch, do I say it the wrong way or do I say it the bitch?
It's the right way. And I'll be the first to say, my grandma used to say stuff and it was completely wrong until I grew up and I'm like, oh my gosh, is that what she was saying? All this time, I couldn't figure it out.
But shout out to language. I can't say the word because shit, linguistics? That word. Yes, that word. God damn it. I'm smart. I just can't say the word. But my husband is from Virginia. And we were watching, he was watching something about like the Geechee culture in South Carolina. He was like, he said, that person sound like your grandmama. And I was like, what? He was like, that person sound just like your grandmama. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And I sat there and I watched, and I was like, yeah, some of the words I can understand. What the hell are they talking about? And I'm like, man, look, It's hey, and come to find out, I done did the ancestry. Guess where the fuck we from?
Yes. What, South Carolina?
Yeah. Yes. And I'm like, God damn. I'm like, we probably Geechee. We probably them by kinfolk over there. Because I just sat there and I was listening. I was like, I understand everything they talking about. It's like, I don't have no problem. I can make it out.
Did you hear
for
it?
Real, or that's how my grandmama speaks. Like, some stuff she says is very specific. I can't point it out. It ain't too far from me. Like, I understand what she's talking about. And my Q was like, man, that lady sound just like your, he said your grandmother sound like that person.
Now, did you, he had to tell you though, right? You didn't pick it
no,
up. He had
no,
to
I
like
wasn't
point
even
it out.
Paying attention. Like, I was just like, and he was just like,
okay.
Listen, this person sound like your grandmama say words like this. And I was like, yeah. Like,
a bad
shut
call
up,
right there.
Dude. Yep. And I was like, yeah, that's where my folks from. And we can trace them back to South Carolina. So my kinfolk over there. I was just telling Brandon, like, I feel a kinship when I go through North Carolina, South Carolina, because that's where we spend some time at. And I'm like, I feel like I'm at home all throughout the state.
Oh, that's cool. That's what's up. Maybe that's where you're going to end up going one day. I mean, living? You see yourself living there?
Yep. I love the coast and I love the mountains. I'm like, I'd like, ooh, it's so pretty here. It's beautiful there. Like, no matter what time of year.
Man. All right, South Carolina. I better make y'all free throw.
What is it? 75-81?
Mm-hmm.
I got my oh, okay. I got my phone. But yeah. But my
right,
point.
Caitlin's time.
We gonna
all
test
right,
my theory. We're not coming to DC.
All right, we're gonna see what happens.
So wait, where you from?
Make it.
I be like, your ass, you from Memphis, ain't it? I'm like, damn. How you know? You sound just like Glorilla. Like, do I sound like I say music, nigga? I actually say music.
Ooh. Ooh,
but I have like heard niggas say music and mer
and
screech
right
and screech.
Yeah, screech. Yeah, with a K in it. Yeah, I
yep.
Heard it too. Ooh. See, that's a desperate shot. You shouldn't have took that shot.
I just laugh at him because it make me feel homie. Like, man. Hey, it just make me feel like I'm at home. I understand what you're saying, bro. Like, you go back to him and try to say it the correct way. Yeah, street. Yeah, he went down the street. Like,
it
yeah, man.
That was
they tried to say it right
shot.
The right way then. Like, I ain't trying to make you snap. Like, I'm on that. I understand what you're saying. But sometimes you just be like, man, I ain't fit the curriculum, all this shit. I understood what you just said.
Be like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
You've been saying it all your life.
You know your grandmama.
That's what y'all need to file if you're gonna file somebody.
You go back, you be like, my grandmama, that is not how you say that word. But yeah, that's exactly.
Wow, that's on our album? Really?
Mary here trying to shut us up.
He is.
Nah, y'all good.
He really into the game. I mean, it's only a minute and 50 some seconds left, or 47 seconds.
I'm like, they
wow.
Nothing,
I can't
bro.
Believe they called that foul on her. That's crazy. She boxed out. That's a horrible call. Oh wow, I can't believe they called it.
You're not finna win.
It ain't over yet, but it's about to be over. Oh girl, she took a bad shot. That's the only thing about Caitlin Clark. She takes some bad shots sometimes.
But that's it. That's all I had to talk about. We gonna talk through the game, actually.
I was gonna say it's probably gonna be the shortest podcast we've ever had.
Man, what you said was cool with me. Yeah, we've been on vacation. Yeah.
You went down to the Bahamas or something, didn't you?
What?
To the beach?
Yeah, we went to Panama City.
Did y'all like it?
Man, oh my God.
What?
It's not gonna be the shortest podcast ever. I went down there and I kept checking the weather. I'm like 69, 70. Ooh, it's gonna be kind of cool down there, man. But I still packed some bathing suits, still packed like lightwear clothing, like still packed like a sweatshirt, but still enough to pull off later on. Man, we went down there. It was fucking perfect the whole fucking time.
Oh, that's what's up.
It was perfect. Like it was in the good. It was like in the 70s, but it was like the sun, it was no clouds in the sky. The sun was out. So you better make sure you had some goddamn sunscreen on. Goddamn, I got a little bit of sunburn. Shout out. I'm 93% black, but that damn 7% still be fucking me up. Got sunburned.
That's what's up. But I thought you were finna say it was finna be cold.
I thought it was gonna be cold, but it got cool at night. At night it got cold because that wind was coming off the ocean. It was cold at night, and we still had like sweatshirts, but we still packed like shorts and shit. Man, it was perfect, perfect the whole time. And I was like, man, y'all figure out. They wanted to go out and do some shit. I'm like, y'all figure out what y'all want to do. My ass going to the beach. I will holler at y'all. Put on my damn bathing suit, bitch.
See you, bitch.
See you right there.
Yeah. Put on my trucker hat. Walk up and down the beach. Had my iPods on. I had my phone in my hand. What I could have used was like a fanny pack or something. But hell yeah, I had my goddamn bathing suit on. Bitch, I was walking up and down that goddamn beach, sit down in the chair, listen to it. Man, I had the time of my life. I ain't want to think about nothing. I ain't want to plan nothing. Listen.
The beach is the best place. Jeez, it's so just so calming.
It was perfect. I was like, man, I was worried it's gonna be too cold. Man, in the morning, like right around 12 o'clock, you straight. Like, it's gonna warm up. Like, you can, like, just layer up a little bit. Man, take that shit off. Make sure you got some sunscreen on that sun down there. He different.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Poor Kayla Clark. Oh, you had a great season, though.
She'll be all right. She.
Yeah, now I'm just looking at. They just zoomed in on her. I'm just looking at. I know you can tell she wanted it, though.
I mean, they know, dude.
She just went against a better team.
Exactly. Like, it was.
Ooh,
it was
ooh, then she ripped her. Wow. Then she ripped her. That's it. Don't even. Please don't foul. Let's not draw this game out, okay? You down by 12. Ain't no way. Y'all are not finna pull a Reggie Miller. Like eight points in like 3 seconds.
But yeah, I enjoyed myself. So we had a little Easter getaway. And came back with 10 and burnt myself up a little bit, but it's all good. It was worth it.
Ran had a blast.
Yeah, we like. I think we all got to do what we intended. The last part of the vacation, we just went to the little theme park and
what theme park?
Like it had like a roller coaster, it had a bunch of goddamn like racing shit.
I didn't see that. But it's so many, what you want to call it, like a Panama Beach? You said Panama Beach, right?
Panama City Beach.
Mm-hmm. It's like so many different spots over there. I guess you could. I guess I could. We could have missed it. We went by there.
It's a tourist trap. Like, you know, they got, if you want to shop, you use the place down there to shop.
Right down the beach.
It might be near the beach, but I don't think it's on the beach. Like, it had a whole little outside mall shopping area. Barry Hill. Okay, congratulations. Just went. Huh? Yeah, he won. Oh, you still looking at the game.
Oh, she crying. Well, she earned it though. Mia Center?
Yeah. She just got us on mute.
I didn't want you guys to hear my background noise.
You back there shouting and screaming?
No. I mean, I give it to, but no, like teams that I normally cheer for in it. So
could y'all make the argument that Staley is like the new the black Nick Saban of women's basketball?
Nick Saban.
Because I'm saying recently, because like everybody been wanting to go to Alabama, they were kind of like the standard for the last decade in college football. Like, I'm pretty sure his recruiting is probably easy. She crying. It, like, everybody kind of wanted to. I look at Aaliyah Boston back there. She's so emotional. Look at it.
Yeah, she.
That's what's up, man. She helped. She was part of building that program up. So that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. The people want to go play for her. Because she makes stars.
This one probably might be the most meaningful one for her. Let me hear her energy.
Why Barry Hill talk us through it. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got to say. I mean, we'll try to be back. I mean, Mia, you got anything? Nope.
Not today, I don't. Not in particular. I think these were pretty good conversations.
Yeah.
It was Glorilla week, huh? Let's go! You need to check that out, though, Mia, for real, though. We need to check that mixtape out.
I'll make her do it.
Look, if you're into that,
on the playlist committee when I'm up there.
Look, if you're into that type of thing, you know, anymore.
Nah, she's from Fraser area, you know.
I like rap, but I don't know. Maybe it's the older part of me. I'm just not. Like, I'm not as interested in what they're talking about. Maybe that's what it is. And even looking back, I do. I mean, I have. I'll listen to it. But even looking back and listening to certain stuff we used to listen to, I'm like, were we really listening to this? So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older.
Oh my God.
You know me. Still listen to all my old. Man, I go back and I still listen to my old No Limit and stuff. I mean, you know.
I mean, I got a mood for all my different playlists, so I find a reason to listen to a bunch of shit. So,
I got one for you. So, is this really a beef, y'all, with Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole? Is it a real beef going on? Or is this just something somebody just fabricated?
Let my husband tell it, yeah.
That's crazy. Why are they beefing all of a sudden?
I don't think it was crazy. All of a sudden. I think it's been over a period of time.
Go on and do a versus. Let's settle it with a versus. That'll be dope. Let's get this versus going.
What's the beef with
doing versus lately?
They just have a a rivalry ship, you know. Kendrick was like, you niggas can't fuck with me, period. Y'all keep on saying we the big three. No, nigga, it's just big me. Y'all can't put a torch to what the fuck I be talking about.
Hey, I mile forward. Hey, let's get a versus going. That'll be dope.
And then J. Cole came out with his song. I didn't even hear it, but everybody was like, it was mid, so I ain't even try to listen to it.
So I mean, it was cool. I heard they had a little verse or something on, like, you know, like a little Facebook reel. I mean, his little verse, it was cool. I mean, it was cool, but I'm all for verses. Hey, they need to make that happen. Make it happen.
Let's see. I don't know if a versus happen.
Y'all
go up for that nigga, and I salute y'all, and I give it to you. Like, he has really caught my attention as of late. Like, his features and stuff, he's just been like, he been killing shit. Like, I really like him on the first person shooter. I really like him on it, and I'm not really paying attention to the fucking song. Like, he did a diss against him in that until my husband paid, like, was like, this is where he diss him at. I'm like, what? But whatever. But yeah, like, I'm not like, I think Kendrick would murder that nigga, period. But I'm a huge Kendrick Lamar fan, and I'm biased, so, and I'll leave it at that.
I mean, I think before J. Cole got beat. And I've been liking him for a long time. So
they both lyrical. They both lyrical.
I think they're both pretty much lyrical. It'll be a tough decision between the two of them because I like Kendrick too, but I've been listening to J. Cole for a while.
I just don't want no bad blood. I mean, you know, I just feel like just do a healthy versus and be done with it. But all this back and forth where it might get out of hand, I don't want to see that because they both have both been dope, you know what I'm saying? Artists, and they ain't really been in nobody beef. I don't want to see them beefing like this.
I don't think it's that serious. I mean, let my husband tell it. It's been going on since the 10, 15, however long they've been out. It's been like that.
This is the first I'd heard of it. Like, this is the first I've heard of them coming out and speaking, like, I don't know.
Just get a verse. This song is,
look at Kate.
Are you scared? Because you scared it's going to be like Tupac and shit.
I don't think it'll ever get that deep. But I just, like I said, I just don't want it to be no bad blood to where, like, I don't know if they would ever be able to do that. I would love to see both of them, like, on tour together. I don't want them to be, like, to a point to where they couldn't, like, be on a tour together. Like, right now, Drake and J. Cole on tour together, that's cool. I would love to see, like, a tour where, you know, possibly they both be on the same. I don't know if it would be possible. I mean, I would think you could if you could get, I don't know.
But I think Kendrick's point is like, I fuck collaboration. Like, you with the ops, nigga. You know, Kendrick and Drake ain't been on the up and up ever. Not since they did that first song on Kendrick's album. And he blasted his ass about Drake not writing his own shit. Like, they ain't never been on the up and up. So I guess for J. Cole to even do the song with the ops, he really took that shit personally. And he was like, nigga, you trying to put me with y'all? I ain't with y'all. I'm with me. So, Drake ain't never tried to come back at Kendrick ever. And Kendrick been shooting at that nigga. But not in the negative. I mean, it's always been on wax, people. That's what I mean when I say shoot. I mean that. Like, he's been lyrically shooting
But it just feel like people be wanting to get a
go ahead and clean it up.
It just feel like people just be trying to get a junk going, like the Nas and Jay-Z thing, but it'll never be another one of them to me. That was just classic for his time with the Ether and the is it the Takeover? What was the name of his Jay-Z junk? That was just a classic. That was just a classic battle. I don't think it'll ever be one like that again.
Well, you might have a little generational bias. Maybe it was just great for you.
You may. I agree.
I get y'all it.
Yep.
Well, no fault
for that. But I don't think it is going to get. I don't think it's going to get this serious against like they wouldn't. I think it makes for good. Makes for good hip hop. I mean, that's what good hip hop is. It's about competition. And competition.
Pat Summit. Rest in peace, Pat Summit. Man, I'm so mad. You know, they fired the, well, I guess they fired her, the coach for the youth, the Vols. And I know she at Kentucky, but I would have liked to see, old girl came back and be the coach for the Vols. Carol Lawson.
And she at Duke.
I mean, at Duke, not Kentucky. Yeah, my bad. At Duke. I would have definitely liked to see her come back.
So why would she come to the Vols?
Because she was a Vol. She played, she won a championship with, she won a championship with UT. Now she played for UT.
Are we sure?
She was a Lady Vol. I just knew she would be up for that job. But they hired somebody else. I'm just mad that the Vols, you know, they didn't fail from greatness, man. They used to be, like y'all used to say, they used to be the standard before you come.
I mean, it's just like they just Summit, can't get back. It's hard to.
True.
Yeah, it's hard to build after you had a fucking legacy set for you. It's gonna be hard to. I ain't finna fault them in it. Like they gotta find a way.
Matter of fact, I think they had a girl. It's a girl for the Vols. They got her. They got her projected being the top team, getting drafted for the WNBA. What I love about them, I think their draft is this month. So they season over with in the WNBA finna have they draft.
Yep.
So they'll be playing this summer in the WNBA.
Yeah. That's how it go.
So we ain't gotta wait long to see, you know, what kind of impact they gonna have in the WNBA. But old girl gave them a warning already. Diana Taurasi and them.
What was the warning?
Basically, it's levels to this. Yeah, you know, once you get to the WNBA, it's a whole lot of people like you in the WNBA. You know, it ain't gonna be. It's just, you know, not saying that they can't come in and make an instant impact, but hey, there's some dogs in the WNBA.
Yeah, it's real quick.
Right, pretty much. she made sure she put that out there.
Shit, Taurasi ass still playing. Shit,
right.
Bird, Sue Bird just retired.
Yeah, that's who it was. It was Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi. They were interviewing them. I think it was during the halftime of the Final Four or something. And they let them. During the UConn game. Yeah, because they went to the UConn game. And so, shout out to them, man, because they had a depleted roster. For them to go as far as they did, I think they had like six players that were hurt. That was crazy. They all couldn't none of them dress out. Ooh. For them to go as deep as they went, UConn girls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for them to go as deep as they did with such a limited roster.
Now you had went, you had started one way and then you had veered off. And I was trying to clarify for the viewers.
I mean, because the question could be, because the argument could have been made that the refs messed that up, that UConn could have been in the championship game. That bad call, that offensive foul at the end of the game.
You think it was a bad call? Because I didn't think it was a bad call.
I don't think it was a bad call. But
against South Carolina, no damn way.
But like they said, you shouldn't have a call like that kind of dictate a game. Yeah. Let the players dictate the game. Even though they were down, I mean, who's to say they couldn't have made a shot? But to make that call with 9 seconds left, and it, I can understand it like the girl just knocked the girl to the ground or something. That was kind of, you don't make that call, that call. But, I mean, it is what it is. But I think the girl handled it really well. The Booker girl, when they interviewed her, she was like, you know, it don't come down to that one play. She was like, I could have did a lot of things better than, you know. Yeah. Yeah, she answered that question really, really well. But we were all like, you know, a lot of people like, nah, you don't make that call, not that call. With the game on the line.
Well, I don't think, I mean, nobody won fucking with South Carolina. I'm sorry. It didn't matter to me. It's like they are beating these folks by 20 points in a goddamn tournament. Like, you can let your foot off the gas at any point. No, like, these girls are making a point. Like, you're not finna fuck with us. If you think you got the upper hand, but you don't.
But the argument could be made. They were the team that beat them last year. I would beat them last year. So, this was the get back game. I mean, did nobody expect Iowa to beat them last year, and Iowa beat them? Because I don't think LSU wouldn't have won last year if Iowa hadn't beat South Carolina. Because I think South Carolina destroyed LSU last year.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. South Carolina done beat folks. Ass. The whole fucking season. I'm just like, ain't nobody fucking with them. I don't see nobody.
And they got a perfect record. That's crazy.
Yes.
They only I don't quote it. Didn't they only lose one game last year?
Yeah.
And that was the hour.
These last three seasons, like, I just saw the record, like, Dawn Staley is like 100 and she's only lost three games in 3 years. The fuck?
Wow, that's crazy.
So, shout out to Dawn Staley. Starley. I've been saying it wrong.
She's a new standard for college basketball.
Period.
But old girl hit one of them girls from LSU hit the portal. Just they quit the transfer portal.
Who?
The little starting white point guard or whatever. She done hit the portal already.
I mean, well, why was no? That's weird.
See, that's what I don't understand. Again. Other than you want to get to a bigger market, that's it. More NIL money.
Well, she want to get down. She don't want the damn all that static on her. She played for LSU.
The case too. It's just on the thing how they went into the when they entered the portal.
I mean, look, some roster spots might be opening up too. I mean, look, Angel Reese gonna be gone. Hey, she probably feel like she can plug in. It's gonna be curious. Interesting to see where she end up going, but maybe she feel like y'all said, it's a better market out there for her. She probably don't believe in LSU, you know, being able to get it done. Especially now that, you know, Angel Reese gonna be gone.
Well, she don't want that static on her. Because LSU is that's a big fucking market for women's basketball. Like, Kim, I can't say her last name.
Mulkey.
Like, she a powerhouse, too. People want to play for her, obviously. Shout out to Brittany Griner. But yeah. Brittany Griner said she ain't like if you was a if you were queer. She ain't like that shit. So yeah, but yeah, Kim Mallard, whatever her last name is, she used to play for Baylor. She used to coach at Baylor, and then she transferred to LSU.
Yeah. You won a championship at Baylor, then won one with LSU.
Yep. So, but yeah. So I mean,
a great season, NCAA women's. Y'all did great. Now the men, y'all look.
Y'all look tomorrow.
I ain't even really looking forward to that game as much as I was the game today. It should be good though.
But damn, who is it? I'm sorry, Purdue.
Purdue. And Connecticut and UConn.
Oh, okay.
Now see, if they win, they'll be the first back-to-back champion since what? Florida. The Gators won it.
Ooh, that would be okay. Give me a story. Give me something that I can look forward to. Hell, because otherwise, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I need a backstory.
Yeah. Yeah, it hadn't been a back-to-back. It hadn't been a back-to-back NCAA men's since the Florida Gators back in.
Yeah.
Was it 2008 or something like that?
Like, okay, a little dynasty. Give me some. Look forward to.
You know what? Oh, but that is saying something for them, though. Like you said, with the transfer portal and stuff like that, that is kind of hard to do.
Yeah. For real. That make it look like, well, are we doing right by the transfer portal? Because now niggas staying where they, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can't go to Connecticut if they just want to just win a championship. See how fun it is. Man. I don't know. But yeah, okay. I got something to look forward to. That junk come on kind of late. I don't know if I'm going to make it. 8 o'clock.
Hopefully it's good, though. We'll see, man, because Purdue... The boy from Purdue, the boy from Purdue talking like he want all the smoke. So the big center.
Wait, who's talking from Purdue?
I mean, I'm just saying because he felt like last year, you know, they got upset last year. He just feel like, you know, that they should win it. They shouldn't have lost last year. He ain't talking crazy nobody, but he talking like he want the smoke, like they ready to win it all. They should win it all. So,
who should win it up? Purdue?
Purdue. Yeah, that big tall boy. That, he like 7'4" or something. He real tall. Edie.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, however you pronounce his name. So, we going to see if they can handle beans. They look good the other day. I kind of hated it for NC State, though, because they had did so well.
Yeah. Well,
they just ran out of gas.
We wanted them to win, but I was like, Purdue too much for him.
Well, the big boy, well, I knew he wasn't going to have that bigger game against the big boy. Boy, he's so huge. That dude is like, man, huge.
He plays really good defense, though.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and he can move. You know, he ain't just out there. He really be having an impact. He getting rebounds. He blocking shots. Hopefully it's a good game, though. Hopefully it's a good game.
We'll see. Hopefully it's not a runaway.
Like I said, it's a lot going on tomorrow. Eclipse happening.
Oh, that's right. The Eclipse game is tomorrow.
Yeah, got soccer game tomorrow.
Because it's going to be during the middle of the day, right?
In Tucson, man.
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. I heard so much about it. I don't even know what time it's supposed to happen.
I mean, you
said
Tucson. I just know what's happening. That's all. I went and got.
I think it's at Tucson tomorrow because they're having a watching party at my day job or my night job. It's like come and join us on the lawn. At my job, talk about come and join us at such and such time tomorrow on the lawn. We're gonna have. I think they're gonna have like some food. 127.
The first location, I don't know. Shit, let me put it in Memphis. Hell,
look
I'm sorry, Mia. I gotta look up it for you too.
Let me check my email.
We looking it up.
It begins at 12:37 Memphis PM. And you can see the maximum eclipse at 1:58 PM. All right. That's before my lunchtime.
I remember the last time we had one. Y'all remember the last time we had one?
No.
2017.
I remember we had one that, man, folks were pulled over on Walnut Grove looking at it.
Were they?
Everybody was pulled over watching it. Because I pulled over at that Walmart. I mean, not that Walmart, that Wendy's, excuse me, right there on Walnut Grove. Everybody was pulled over watching. It was crazy.
It will start at 204, Mia. And then it'll be 87% coverage about 3:20. And then it will end at like 4:33. So it's like a slow.
It is kind of slow.
Somebody was saying, I think they were saying on the news, they were saying the visibility will be better in West Memphis or something like that.
Yeah,
I wonder why they said that.
A whole bunch of cities are having, we end up having like a fucking full ass podcast, but they're at certain cities, it's like 100% coverage, and like in West Memphis and Little Rock specifically, I think. It's like 100% coverage, and like people are like selling out hotels and shit. Like niggas is really losing their goddamn mind. They're trying to get to these near cities to see full coverage of the eclipse. It's a big fucking.
Coverage was gonna be in Texas, and then it moved. It shifted.
But what you mean by that, like, though? I mean, what you mean by it? Because like clouds and stuff or something.
No, the sun. You know what an eclipse is, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, how is it more coverage in West Memphis than it is in Memphis when all you're doing is looking up?
No, it's got something to do with
the sun, with the eclipse. The
sun,
yeah.
And the moon, and the exact time of when you can see the moon fully covered by the sun.
And everybody doesn't get the same effect everywhere.
Yeah. It depends. That's why those cities are popular, because they're in that angle of where the moon is going to be in full coverage. God damn, I'm smart. The moon is going to be in full coverage in those line of cities. So like Niagara Falls is a big one. It's going to be almost 100% coverage, and to be near Niagara Falls to see full coverage, I'm sure that shit was mad expensive to do. But also in Little Rock, it's kind of, or West Memphis, or I think it's Little Rock though. But Niagara Falls and Little Rock kind of angle in the same way where the 100% coverage of the moon is going to be.
Yeah, it do say Little Rock. It say Dallas, Little Rock, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Rochester, and Montreal. Mm-hmm. Cities like with totality,
100%
totality of the eclipse
moon. So, I mean, we in Memphis, shit. It's that's pretty good to me. I ain't got to go to fucking Little Rock. Go see it. I'm good.
That's crazy. Probably make a big. Well, hey, people like what they like.
You know, whatever knocks your rocks off. You know what I'm saying? That's what you wanted to do. Hey,
right.
Shout out to you.
I can see they're making a whole movie about this. We're going to the eclipse.
I ain't gonna lie, I went and got me some eclipse glasses yesterday. They sold, they out. I tell you that.
Really?
I ain't the only nigga that wanted to see it. I went to three libraries. My God damn. I had to go to the main one. Shout out to Benjamin Hooks. Had to go to the Central Library.
You could have just bought you some, right?
Fuck yeah, they was giving them away for free. I'm finna buy some and they giving them away for free.
Well, this is part of history.
This is part of history, though. Just as much money and gas driving to the different libraries.
Actually, I didn't because they gave me something to do on my lunch break anyway. So it was still in the same area. So I had to still go to my mama's house. So I had to go to the middle of the motherfucking city anyway. So I had to stop. That's why I stopped at the Central Library.
Library.
Okay. So while you trying to shame me and how I spend my motherfucking gas.
I'm not trying to shame you. I was just trying to make it easy on you and everybody else.
Going to look for the glasses.
Just buy me some.
No, I didn't want to go buy me none from no motherfucking Walmart.
Why gotta be Walmart? There was no other store selling them.
No, Walgreens. But you know, man, if I would have went to Walgreens to get some, no, ma'am. I got one thing. Solar Eclipse glasses from the library. Shout out to them. I got two.
Look, we better not have no shortage here in Memphis. They made the news for this. They said it's a place here locally that that's distributing a lot of Eclipse glasses like across the country. Well, I didn't even say across the country, across the world.
They
had a little segment on the news about this.
For free? Huh?
I don't know if it's for free, but I know they said they distributed a lot of solar eclipse glasses across the globe. They said globally. So
yeah, it's a big
global. It made the news.
Richard, they cost $1.84.
I tell you what the fuck.
He's still on you, Bree.
You go get you your dollar glasses. Okay. Thank you.
See, she get her for the free. She said free Trump's $1.99 any day.
I justified it how I needed to. Thank you very much. All right.
God, Christ.
Also, I see your ass on Thursday. Do you have something to say, Barry Hill?
Nah, you good with me? Look, you in your library. Hey, do what you do.
Library. Scrimps. Damn, I can't remember how my grandma used to say. She say bun up. You done bun up that cornbread.
Me and my scrump scampies.
It was like, damn, that's how a lot of Mississippians sound. And for real, y'all. I'm telling you, if your ass from Mississippi, might be Geechee. All right, we'll holler at y'all. I think we'll be back on regular schedule by then. But peace out.
Peace out.
Deuces.